It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
1039 MyPigRadio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. They're stronger, smarter, sensible. They've got the Arkansas Boulevard location. They got one in Wake Village and one up in Little River County in Ashdown to serve you. And it's Thursday morning, January 7th, time for a friend, a guest from the community. And our second guest of the year for 2021 is Kathy Harden Harrison, the Miller County Judge. How's it going?
Going good.
Did you have a good holiday weekend or holiday time?
I did. I spent it with the COVID.
Very special guest.
Very special guest came in, but you did okay compared to other people.
I did. I'm glad.
I'm thankful.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you had a mild case and are now healthy again. 2021. What you got going right now in the Miller County Judge's Office? I know that recently you got some grant money that you worked on. You're working on renovations continuing at the courthouse. Tell us some things that are ongoing for Miller County.
Courthouse. Uh-huh. Okay. Right now, we are in the process of putting central heat and air mm-hmm. in the courthouse. The lobby areas, where in the past we've had the big box fans,
okay.
we'll have central heat and air. We are updating the lighting. We just finished the Miller County Jail and Sheriff's Department.
It's updating to LED, right?
Right.
Okay, and so much more energy efficient.
Finished that about a month ago, and okay. I received our first electric bill and saved $2,800.
Fantastic.
And see, it won't take long at all for that to make up for, you know.
You have to spend the money to save the money.
You got to get things up to date, and that's what you're doing.
Yes.
So, in the end, it saves the county money.
Right. It's considered budget neutral.
Yeah.
You know, the savings pay for the loan. Right. We're also putting in a solar farm.
Mm, oh, really?
Fantastic.
So, that will pay the electric bill
yeah.
for. And like I said, all the savings will go towards the payment of the loan.
Uh-huh. Right.
But we're also updating the JDC, the Miller County Health Unit, with LED. So,
yeah. Just
a lot going on.
Updating things, modernizing things that, you know, honestly, probably should have been done earlier, but hey,
right.
you just got the job. So you hadn't been on the job very long. What I'm saying is you're getting it modernized. You're getting things up to 21st century a little bit at a time.
Right.
And in the end, it's good for everybody concerned
right.
to do that, obviously. Right. Now, as far as you got some COVID money or
Yeah. We finished. It took a couple of months to get all the information in, but we finished. And December the 10th, the state deposited a little over $1.4 million into the county fund.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
So, that's good.
Yes.
That puts us back. The last several years, Miller County has been going backwards. Mm-hmm. So this puts us back where we were about 6 years ago.
Amazing.
So it's,
and as I told people on Facebook, there's different things that you've been doing that you're out there searching for ways to help pay for these grant monies, things that can be found, but you have to work for it.
You have to find it. You have to make a lot of phone calls.
Right. It doesn't just happen.
Doesn't fall in your lap.
Right. So, got to thank you for the hard work that you do to find these things to help improve the overall county. Speaking of the county, you said that you got some important work about to begin on one of the county roads between Genoa and Fowle.
Right, MC-29, we're going to be getting ready to raise the road about 3 feet in that area where it floods.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to really help the schools.
Right.
Well, we'll help everybody,
yeah.
but
right.
the bus routes and things that, because it's, you never know, and there's not a good place to turn around.
Right. So
you never know until you get there, and that's a long way for those buses to back up.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So, that's good work going on. Stay with us. We'll talk some more about, you know, the Miller County Judge, the Quorum Court, things that that people out there, I guess, voice opinion on or say, hey, can you fix my road? Well, maybe, but we got to have funds to do it. But
right.
we'll talk about that coming up. We got Miller County Judge Kathy Harden Harrison. It's the Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends. Good morning. That's Sawyer Brown and Hard to Say on the Pig. And this would be news time, but you know, we got Kathy Harden Harrison, the Miller County Judge, in here, and we've had news a couple of times this morning, but this segment of the program is brought to you by DeLauder's Grocery in Maud, Texas, in Bowie County, serving your family since 1977. DeLauder's, Kyle DeLauder and the crew out there, they got the weekly specials on groceries and beverages that you can check out on their Facebook page. Sometimes they have those flash sales that you talk about going into the weekend, and also they got that wonderful meat market, the butcher with all the experience. But I know, I looked at their Facebook. They've got ground beef on sale again. It's like ridiculous.
I still like, want to try the cheesecake.
Yeah, I got to get some ground beef for some chili, so we're going to have to make a road trip out there. But Kyle DeLauder and his crew will take care of you. But we're talking with Miller County Judge Kathy Harden Harrison about things going on in the county and things that they are working on. Obviously, roads right up there at the top of people's concerns, complaints sometimes. You know, it's always, can you get out there and fix this or that pothole or this or that? I guess it's a never-ending thing on roads, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Because everybody has to use them.
Right.
And maybe sometimes people don't understand what goes into funding and deciding, you know, well, we're going to try to fix this road this year.
Like,
we'll work on this one,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, right. Why is one in priority?
It's all about budgeting.
Yeah.
Depends on what needs done, mm-hmm. what that will cost.
Right.
The end of the year, there's not a lot we can do. One thing that the county is really having to work on is the equipment. A lot mm-hmm. of our equipment is from the early 1990s. It stays broken down more than it's they're able to use it.
There, so, go back to the old modernizing thing. You have to do
right.
it, but you can't just go, okay, I'm going to get a whole bunch of new equipment because you got to have
right.
the funds to do it.
Right. Like right now, we have two graders down. Just to repair one of the graders is $53,000.
Oh.
I can lease a grader for a year
yeah.
for less than that.
Right.
So but you have all this equipment. Mm. So it's a lot does go into it.
Right. And it's you have to prepare and look at the roads and decide, well, this one we really, really have to try to do
right.
because of the situation.
Right. Your main connecting roads you mm. really have to take care of. And then when you get off of that, you get into the smaller roads.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone wants their roads fixed, and
right.
I understand that. But we have 1,100 miles of roads.
Wow.
And we have 20-something guys that take care of the roads, and this has been a rough year for every business.
Right.
But we've had to shut down because of the COVID.
Sure.
Right.
So it has been a tough year.
Right. And you were explaining when we were on the Facebook about the millage and how that's goes about being determined, and city gets part of it and things like
right.
that. Talk a little bit about
The JP set the millage rate for
uh-huh.
the county.
Okay.
And when I say county, I'm talking about municipalities and the rural Miller County.
Right.
And years ago, well, about 6 years ago, they used to collect 3 meals. And you can collect 3 meals without the vote of the people. The Quorum Court sets that. Well, right now, we only collect half. So, you know, we are talking about having some town hall meetings and getting with the folks in Miller County, because it is a raise in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a large raise, but it is an increase.
Right.
And we want the support of the people if that happens.
Right.
Right.
I was having a town hall in Kibla,
uh-huh.
and a lady was telling me, you know, I pay my taxes. I paid a lot in taxes.
Right.
And when I told her that last year the county collector collected $28 million and only about $118,000 went towards county roads, they couldn't believe it.
Right.
That's a drop in the bucket when it comes to
yeah.
roads.
That is not even 1 mile of asphalt.
Right.
So
so then they understand, okay, we understand that there might be an $18 increase
right.
towards our roads, which will help alleviate all of the stress of whose road's going to get fixed first.
Right.
Well, yeah. Like I said, I'm one of these people that's kind of like, if you tell me, okay, it's going to be a little bit more every year, just a
right.
little bit. But we're going to use it
but
for the road. We're
going to
use it for
yeah.
the road. I'm like, do it. It
has to be used for the road.
Do it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That way it's done for that specific project.
Right.
And so when they reduce the millage rate, that also reduced funds for the city of Texarkana, the city of Falk, the city of Garland.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
it was significant.
Right.
Yes.
Well, look for a town hall meeting near you soon.
Yeah. Well, watch your Facebook page.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What about your Facebook page? Where can they find you at?
Just Kathy Harden Harrison, Miller County Judge.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So that a lot of times she puts things up that are going on. Every
right.
once in a while I'll see you, you'll be going, oh, we're doing something real neat on this road.
Right.
And I'll look at it, you know, and it's like, oh, okay, I know where that road's at, or I have no idea where that's at.
Right.
All right. Hang around with us. You and Anna are going to get to play a little game.
Oh, good.
Oh, Anna. You're going to have to carry the load on
this
one.
No.
Oh, well,
I'm going to let you do it.
Yeah, yeah. She's been depending on other people lately, but we'll see how it rolls here.
Anna's good. I'll listen to her.
Stay with us on the pick. Almost a request there from Anna. Garth Brooks and Wild Horses.
Love that song.
On the pick. Garth, one of those guys you can call by the first name.
Yeah.
Well, we got Kathy Harden Harrison, the Miller County judge, with us today. She's been talking about things going on in the county and things to look forward to in 2021. But we also look forward to playing games, and we're going to make her play a game with Anna, and you can play along out there in Radio Land as well. And the game that happened to come up today is Slogan Off. It is where you have slogans from different, companies.
Like, right.
Car companies, cereal, things like that, okay?
And all right.
I'm going to give you the slogan. You give me the name of the company or the product, okay?
Okay, we can do this.
This is classic edition, so these are a little bit older. I do better on those than the newer ones.
All right.
Okay, You've Got Mail.
AOL.
Right. Very good. See? Where's the Beef?
Wendy's.
I Want My Baby Back Rib.
Oh, Chili's.
Y'all are very good.
Baby back. Yeah. Yep.
Clap on. Clap off.
The clapper. For the lights.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember? It was a really annoying
usually
commercial.
It was the older woman sitting in the bed, and she's going, clap on. Turning the lights on and off. Okay. The San Francisco treat.
It's like we make it for a side dish. Rice-a-roni.
Rice-a-roni. Okay. The San Francisco treat. Y'all are doing so well, we'll just roll right with the modern edition. Okay. Let's see how that goes. America is watching blank, blank.
Okay, you have to give us more of a hint.
Okay, it's a news channel. America is watching blank, blank. Which news channel says that?
Let's go with Fox. They're arrogant.
Okay, Fox sounds good.
My opinion only, not the opinion of the station.
It is Fox News. The most interesting beer.
Oh, that.
No idea.
It's in the green bottle.
Yeah, I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's that Dos.
Is how much we drink.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's in the green bottle.
Yeah. Right. All right. Here's another drink. Okay, I'm sorry. Made to Chill. It is a beer. Made to Chill.
I think it's a Coors product.
Very good, Anna. It's Coors Light.
Okay.
Only pay for what you need.
Oh, it's
they have them all the time.
Yeah, and it's the people standing there, and they're talking about some kind of insurance.
And usually the Liberty Statue of Liberty is behind
them. So Liberty Insurance. Just watch for the clues. You'll get you there.
And finally, Anna will get this one right away. Don't answer right away. Let's see if Kathy can
guess.
You
can do this.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Not Your Grandma's Ginger Ale.
It's where I'm
from. It's a ginger ale product.
It's where I'm from.
It's in the stores.
I grew up way up north, not in the U.S. And
I don't know. Canadian.
You're there. Canada Dry.
Canada
ginger
dry.
Ale.
There we go.
I knew she had to answer it right away for she's from Canada or whatever. And she goes, it's not the same. It's what we have up there, right?
No, the ginger ale, Canada Dry down here is not the same Canada
really?
Dry. There's a slight difference.
Right.
I'm used to it now, but.
Yep. Not Your Grandma's Ginger Ale. It's Canada Dry Ginger Ale. And they still have it in the stores today.
Yes, they do.
Y'all did
I'll
quite well.
Do.
Y'all did very well. Both of you did very
thank
well.
Thank you.
No, Anna.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, you did well, too. You were those first ones, you were going boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
boom.
We got it.
All right. So there you go. Hey, once again, thanks for coming in. I hope it's a great year for Miller County, the county judge, the quorum court, and everything that goes along with it. And once again, tell them the Facebook page in case they want to see what's going on.
Stay abreast of what's going on.
Miller County Judge Kathy Harden Harrison.
It's easy.
It's
right.
Easy. I found it. Anybody come on.
But the renovations will continue. The much needed renovations will continue at the Miller County Court. Any idea on when that's going to be kind of wrapped up?
As far as the electrical and the lighting, hopefully the middle of February.
Uh-huh.
We're getting ready to start phase two of the roof.
Uh-huh.
We're getting ready to start a new sidewalk.
Yes.
Right.
New grant. It was a $92,000 grant that we got. So it's going to be going on for a while.
Okay, but it's good. It's all good.
It's all good.
All right, thank you for coming in. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.